Tom, would you introduce members of the press who have joined us today?
Sure, Mr. Chairman. Members of the media who are here covering the board meeting today. The double team from WDWS News Radio, Michael Kaiser and Kimberly Schofield. From Woodside, Illinois, Mike Hellenthal. From the Champaign News Gazette, Christine Guerin. And from Public Radio WILL, Jeff Bach.
Okay, well, welcome. We'll give you guys a round of applause. Thank you. Before we get too deep into the agenda, maybe we turn the meeting over for a moment to Chancellor Wise, who is our gracious host here this morning.
Thank you, President Kennedy and Chairman Kennedy and the rest of the Board of Trustees. It's really wonderful to welcome you back again to Urbana. It hasn't been that long since you were here, but I wanted to give you an update on a couple of issues that we're really paying a great deal of attention to. First, let me just say that February was a particularly good month for us. It started out with the announcement of the $100 million gift from the Granger Foundation. It is particularly wonderful because it focuses in on exactly what we really want to focus in on: our faculty, our students, our research enterprise, and our facilities. So, and in many ways it incentivizes us. There was $30 million of the gift toward scholarships, but it told us we had to match that and make it up to $100 million, so it gives us good grounds to really work on. And we ended the month with a truly moving event at the Krannert as the culmination of our celebration of the Emancipation Proclamation. And Merle Evers was our guest speaker. She is the wife of the assassinated leader in the whole movement for civil rights, but she herself was a leader as well. She gave a really moving speech, and it ended with music that I wish everybody could have heard. It was befitting of Carnegie Hall. We had the Black Chorus, we had the Women's Glee Club and the Men's Glee Club and our full orchestra, and the last piece that was done was the Lincoln Portrait by Aaron Copland, where Ollie Watts Davis was the reader and the full orchestra and the choruses were just unbelievable. And truly it was befitting of Carnegie Hall, but the Krannert sound is probably even better than Carnegie Hall, so it was great to have it on campus. So what I'd like to concentrate on today is really two areas. One is give you an update on Visioning Future Excellence, and the other one is to focus in on diversity, because that has really been something that we've concentrated on, because we know we need to do so much more work. So let me just update you a little bit on what we're doing with the Visioning Future Excellence. I don't want to bore you because I've gone over this in the past, but you know that we've met with probably 2,000 to 3,000 people, either through survey or in person, and worked very hard and asked the question, what are the major societal problems going to be 20 to 50 years from now, and what is the role of a preeminent public research university in solving these problems? From this exercise emerged six areas, six themes, and this is done in the form of a word cloud. You probably know what that is. It's where the size of the word is due to the number of times that came up. So in other words, it's better than a list because it shows that not everything had the same valence, not everything had the same value. It shows that energy and the environment came up the most frequently. There were many more than six, but we decided to stop at six because we didn't think that we could concentrate on too many more than that. But it does mean that information and technology, even though it's the smallest word on here, that it still came up multiple times. Beneath each of these is another word cloud showing what we really meant by those terms. And for example, in energy and environment, what came up was food, sustainability, water, climate change, issues like that. If you were to count the six themes as columns, what came across and wove all of this together were two areas: globalization and diversity. So that permeated all six of them. In terms of globalization, I think we really want to be locally relevant and locally engaged, but also globally preeminent, and we want to be global leaders. In the area of diversity, I'll talk about that during the second half of this shortened introduction, because I want to try and get us back on to schedule. But I think the message is clear that when we talk with our faculty, our staff, our students, our local leaders and corporate leaders in Chicago, as well as alums in New York, San Francisco,